Humans. Movement. Radio. Woman's. Movement. Radio. Welcome to Woman's Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrauss. I would love to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show today. As always, I will be speaking to women all over the world about their business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we're going to be talking about the visionary woman. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I stated before the break, today we're going to be talking about the visionary woman. 2013 is the year of the visionary woman. I have to say, 2012 was quite the year. With the election in the United States, women's issues were explosive and pertinent, gaining the attention of mainstream media and women all over the globe. It is a good thing that us women are voicing our opinions. I find as women we are natural visionaries, able to access a larger logic through our innate inclination to value the input of our brain's right hemisphere. That right brain accesses the bigger picture, the grand perspective of life. In the left brain dominant culture, we lose those visions of the big map as our neural pathways change to support the way we are thought to think. New neural pathways are created with a new experience and thought, and those neural pathways are strengthened and grow the more we reinforce those thoughts and experiences. It makes sense that if we want the world to change in positive ways, we need to think in a different way that will lead us to a different path. As Albert Einstein said, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. We must have a different vision, a new vision. Women have the ability to show the world the way to a holistic vision of peace, safety, fairness, and wholeness. I see it every day with each step all of us take as we come closer to our vision of oneness. Well, ladies, our next guest coming on our show is a visionary who is creating a movement that aligns other women visionaries, not just to see the vision, but to live it. We will be right back to talk about business, love, and lifestyle. Life Masters Now Success Coaching was designed to provide you with the necessary resources for you to master your life right now. We can show you how to make transformational changes in your life and business. Let us teach you how to move forward in progression, prosperity, and power. Visit us at lifemastersnow.com. And we're back now. I'm so excited to introduce our guest, Moira Sutton. She's the founder and CEO of VIP Women Visionaries. Hello, Moira.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Well, thank you for being on Women's Movement Radio Show. We're glad to have you.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you, Janae.
Not a problem. So why don't you share your business, love, and lifestyle with us? What is happening with VIP Women Visionaries?
Well, VIP Women Visionaries and the taglines passion, purpose, and prosperity. I now consider myself, and this is stepping into a new role, as a visionary and life coach. And I'm just about to launch this. It's morphed from a company called Success Breakthrough, which I've had since 2003. Women Visionaries came about because my tribe, the people I work with predominantly, are women. And they're women who are heart-centered. They're entrepreneurs. Some of them are professional women also. But they're entrepreneurs who have a voice. And they want to share their passion and their purpose with the world and be of greater service. That's why embracing the prosperity part, to be of greater service in the world.
For sure. So let's go a little bit step back further. How did you even become a coach?
I got into coaching. I morphed into that. My degree is psychology from university, and I went into social work. Mm-hmm. I burnt out in social work. And then I went into the healing field. So I've been a serial, as now I call myself, serial entrepreneur now since, 25 years. That's a long time. So I
like that word, serial entrepreneur. That's good.
Yes, it's been a long process. And my first businesses were in the healing arts. So I was a Reiki master, I'm an intuitive, aromatherapist, new decision therapy. I just did all that kind of work. And so I was doing that kind of work with people and more from a psychology base. When I stepped into coaching, what I love about coaching, it's not about going into all that, the stories and all the what's happened to people's lives. I do have the skills to go in there, but right away I move people forward. That's what I love about coaching. Coaching's about gather the information and then move forward. What it is, what do you want? Like in 2013, you know, I would ask, you know, the people listening, what's their game plan? What's their game plan for 2013? What do they want to, you know, create in their life? How do they want to live their life and, you know, have more happiness, confidence, joy, and have that on a daily basis and really get clear on what they want? Because I believe whatever you want, you can have. But you have to have the winning mindset and have that inner game and get on the court, take action.
For sure. So with VIP Women Visionaries, where you are now with this, where are you planning on taking this new concept?
I see this is a great, with Women Visionaries, it's about vision. So it's about the bigger picture. For me, I want to take this worldwide. Right now, there's, as you and I were speaking, there's a movement happening with women. Women are really the, you know, the change makers, the change agents of the world. They're the ones who are really stepping into their role. And women work differently than men. Men are great also. It's just that women work together. They work in a synergy that they can come together and with being more people than one. Like vision is more than one person. It's the bigger picture. So I want to take this worldwide and have a message on a platform, speaking, writing, going into communities, and really for women to have, you know, sustainability in their lives, and that, you know, they don't have to rely on other, like, men or people in their life. They have a voice, and to really step up and, you know, say what it is that they are here to be, do, and have. So their purpose, and we each have a bigger purpose in our life, but it's really about getting out of being small. When I have one of my workshops are about getting on the court, playing full out, and creating the life you really want. It means getting out of the little box that we sometimes put ourselves in, because the only people that get in our way in every situation is ourselves. And it's about, you know, people talk about fear and that. Fear, as you know, that was a book 25 years ago. I don't know where, you know, I've tried to get it recently, but, you know, this book I used to give to people, it's, you know, fear is false evidence appearing real. It's not real. We think it is, and it's all about our own thermostat and how we set, you know, this is how much we can have in our life, because, you know, we have these dialogues going on and these belief systems, and fear is not real. It's about facing what you think is fear and then walking right through it, because it's on the other side is all the success that we want. And it's about getting comfortable in our discomfort. So let's say somebody has a fear of speaking, or.
Wow, that's so great.
Yeah, but step into it. And what I love about fear, the new acronym I like is feeling excited and ready. So just shift that mindset of saying, no, I'm going to step into my fear. Because once you step into it, you realize it dissolves.
Well, and this is it. And you know what, Moira? It's interesting that you're even talking about fear. Like, there's so many nuggets you gave there. I found that I actually watched a movie on Sunday. It's called The Rise of the Guardians. I took the kids to see it. And it was, and I actually had the same theme about fear. Like, without getting too much into the actual, into the movie, it was just where all of the beliefs that we have created in our modern day culture with, you know, Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, Jack Frost, all of these things, they turned them into like mini superheroes, and how they all were battling against the boogeyman. Now, this is obviously a kid's story, but what was interesting about this story is that at the very end, they figured out how it was about belief.
And if people actually were able to step back and take it for what it really was, it was about belief. And at the very end, one of the supporting characters, which was this little boy, said to the boogeyman, "I do believe in you. I'm just not afraid of you." And because of their belief, what regenerated kids everywhere to start believing again. Because a lot of times people think that, you know, if in order to get beyond fear, you have to deny it exists. No, that's not it at all. You acknowledge and move forward. It's about progression, prosperity, and power. And that is what is vital. That's what's important.
Definitely. And one of my expertise is literally working with the subconscious mind, because we have our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is what's ruling the ship, mm-hmm. navigating our day. And our core beliefs are literally throughout the years are literally, they attach within our neurons, and it's about going in there and blasting through them and transformation, which is different than change. Mm-hmm. Change, you can go back to wherever you are. Transformation means when you transform, you cannot go back to who you were. So even when I work with clients, I say, get really clear on what you want, because you're going to get it.
Well, you know what? I love the fact that you even show the difference between words like change and transformation. People, I think it's because a part of our societal conditioning, a lot of people don't look at the etymology of the words that we choose to speak. There is a distinctive difference between change and transformation. Transformation, when you transform, that's it. You can, whatever happened existed before does no longer exist.
And really, you know, what we build up through the years, that's the part too. When people say they want something, you know, to get really clear on that, because we can create anything we want, but you have to be in alignment with what you want. So if, let's say, this is how the analogy I use, like you want to be a millionaire, and I would think everybody wants to be a millionaire, but, you know, whatever that means, because for me what it means is I can be more of service and reach out further to other people. But if you have a belief in there that you're not enough, you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not educated enough, anything that you're not enough, like you're little, you cannot be in alignment with something bigger because you have that belief at a subconscious level. Mm-hmm. So to discover what those beliefs are, like if somebody comes to me and says they want to find the perfect mate, but they really don't. Like they do and they don't. They come up with all these other beliefs. And you have to literally transform. You have to blast through and, you know, all those negative or limiting blocks or patterns that are stopping you from getting what you really want.
So, Moira, I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
Wouldn't you think that that's a byproduct of our societal conditioning? A lot of the things, a lot of the question marks around fear, our ideologies, I should say, instead of questions, our ideologies around fear. And I think a lot of that has to just do with the conditioning of belief systems, especially around traditional fundamentalism, with why we believe the things that we believe and why we have certain challenges with self-image, the way that we love ourselves, the way that we love other people, obviously, because we don't love ourselves appropriately. Those would also be a part of our societal conditioning. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I think what happens is we're babies, right? We come in fully knowing that we are these abundant beings. We're brilliant. We come in whole. You know, like if you look at anything in nature, everything's a whole. It's not fragmented. But what happens in our lives is we come in whole, knowing that we're very powerful beings and spiritual beings living in a physical life. But one thing the baby doesn't have is the baby has to rely on a other person to look after them when they're younger. And then as a young child grows up, because we start to put for their safety, you know, about crossing the road or a neighbor or whatever is happening, we start to say you can't have that, and we start putting this fear into the child. But later on in our lives, some of the things that were structured in our belief system do not serve us anymore. And the fear part, I agree with you. That's part of, you know, us in our society. And then on top of the fear, you know, we get this this idea of lack, that there's lack out there and there's not enough. There's scarcity. And even in our news and everything, it's a lie. It's an illusion. There is more than enough for everyone.
And that's really it. And just to go back to, you talked about so many wonderful things in this interview. There's so many nuggets. But even when you were talking about women and how we unify and pull together, I believe in the power of collaboration.
Yes.
I believe that there's more power being unified than us just doing our separate thing. Have you found throughout your journey in business, have you found anything that you like more or less about working with men or women?
I like working with women and men, and I have done that through the years. That was Success Breakthrough. But what I love right now is that women really have a voice. Literally going into 2013, this is the time. The shift in consciousness is about not playing small anymore. It's about saying, you know, there's a reason I'm here, and people want more, even if people have all the money or they have money or not. But, you know, they're finding that they're not fulfilled, like sitting watching a show or getting the Beamer or whatever that is, whatever they're filling their need or buying more clothes. It's not about that. The fulfillment's about really stepping into your vision, stepping into your purpose. And those are my tribe. Those are the women that I work with. And those are the women I want to work with. And there's no judgment here. Everyone has choice. You know, we have a choice point every day. We can choose to go one way. We can choose to go the other way. We can choose to eat something. We can choose to speak to somebody. We have choices. And to say that we don't have choice and to say that we, you know, there's something, you know, someday I'll do something. Well, you know what? Someday is a day of the week. If you really want to do something, you really want it, make the decision. Because what happens when you make the decision, people show up, opportunities show up, and follow through. You know, don't like let the shiny objects that come along distract you. Because when you have focus and clarity and you make a choice, you move forward with envision with inspired action. But you continue till you get to your whatever you want to create. And then at that point, it is about the journey. Because when you get to the destination, excuse me, you know, you go to the next stop. You grow from there. But that's what vision's about. And that's why women visionaries, it's literally about the bigger picture. And like you're saying, collaboration for sure. And I love the collaboration working with women now, because I know women have a voice and I have a voice. You know, anything I speak about with my own integrity, I have to have gone through it myself, gone through my own stuff. Because as you were saying earlier, because I'm a life coach, doesn't mean I, you know, things do not happen in my life. And for me to face my own crap that shows up. And what am I saying about that?
Well, and I think that's one of the things that I was talking about to you too, just before we started the interview, is that a lot of people, there's a perception around, and especially women that are aspiring to attain a certain level of success, especially the ladies that are starting out, they start looking at the ladies that, whether it be, you know, Marie Forleo or Fabian Fredrickson or Ali Brown or Danny Johnson, and they think, well, it's almost like they have this perception that these women are like they're not fallible. They have the inability to actually be human. And I want to shatter that perception. I've even experienced it myself when women meet me and they think, well, you've built all of these things and you've done all this stuff. Well, sweetheart, that's great. I'm a human being. I am very fallible. You know, I have the ability and I own my stuff. But however, in owning that, I don't even think any of the, what we deem to be mistakes, which I really call lessons in life,
yes,
are even anything to frown upon. Those are wonderful. I actually live by the philosophy. You know, it's Wayne Dyer, I think, that said that, what are your failures for today? There's a concept that he talks about, instead of being so focused on all the great things that you accomplish, what the lessons are really learned in the failures that we've experienced, or what we claim to be failures.
And through that, Janae, you can also, you know, I have more to bring to my keynotes or when I'm with people or to inspire and empower them or my coaching. I have more because of the crap that I've you know, or whatever I consider that in my life, the pains and the up and down.
Yeah.
You know, I have more to bring and more compassion, more empathy, more experience because I have already gone through it.
Well, and that's it. And that's partially why I started the Bear campaign. And myself and a lady in the United States, I think we're two of the ladies that I know there's many women that probably do talk about this. I know of us, there's a handful of women that have trademarked this around the world. But why, even for myself and this lady, Jay Stone, why we even talk, how we bonded was based upon emotional nudity or emotional transparency or emotional intelligence, is because a lot of people need to get to the core of what is the problem. We look at a lot of these media superstars and we get all excited about the concepts that they bring to the forefront, not realizing that a lot of our societal conditioning has been a band-aid syndrome. It has been, well, I'm just going to provide you with enough information. It'll make you feel good, but I want to retain you. So let me get you to come back next week and watch me. And
I love that. Yeah, I know.
I just had to call it. It's something that is permeated through our society and people don't realize it is the same concept. It's no different than being a drug dealer. It is, they get you on the comeback. And it's unfortunate that that's really what it comes down to. When you become, there's a lot of prominent media figures that use this concept, whether they're aware of it or not. And it's not necessarily even their fault. I think it's just that they came from an era where whether men or women, you had to hide behind branding. You never really got to be your authentic self in front of the camera, because God forbid that you did, guess what was going to happen? People are going to judge you. Perfect example. Look at what happened with Martha Stewart. Do you think what happened with Martha Stewart did not happen with other, with men, one, that owned companies, and two, that hasn't gone on in the industry forever? No, of course not. And I think that we would all be naive if it didn't go on. I think that with her, because she was female and a woman of influence, why not make an example out of it? I'm not saying by any means that what she did was correct. However, there is something to be said about how in our society, women are viewed, because there are certain challenges that we definitely will come up against that some people won't just toss to the side.
I think I'm bringing back to vision again. Mm-hmm. That's what the VIP Women Visionaries. I think when you, and you also know your values, it's part of my 8 Keys to Unlocking Infinite Passion,
yep,
the CD. When you discover your passion, that's the chapter one, you know your values, because your values allow you to go through your day and who you're going to hang out with and who you are.
Yep.
And you have your mission. What are you doing every day to step into towards your vision? Because once you have a vision and you know your values and your mission, how you're being every day, and then you clear all your belief systems so you're in alignment with that, we all have leadership qualities and we can all make a difference. And you don't get thrown off. We can get thrown off. I call it the shiny objects all day. You know, we have our internet. You get on. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. We have, you know, people calling us from all over. When you really know what you want and you are dedicated to follow through to the end, you know, and you stand up like Martha Stewart, you say, yes, I did that, good or bad or indifferent,
right,
but you own what you have created in your life. You know, we were talking earlier about clearing, you know, let it be, if there's a resentment or regretment or stories between ourselves and another woman, our partners, business, wherever in our life. Own your stuff. It's not about judgment. It's just own it, you know, and get through it. Say, you know, this is what I did or something, and this is how I feel it impacted you, and this is how it impacted me. And like, just own it without any, you know, other crap attached to it, and move forward.
Exactly. And I think that what you said was powerful, because I think that's a part of us, the people that are becoming awakened to owning and moving forward, are recognizing there is no place for judgment any longer. And judgment necessarily, in some instances, is not necessarily a bad factor, because judgment allows us the discernment to decipher, right?
Yes, yes.
And that's another misconception, is looking at all these misconceptions that we were all told that, well, You know, don't be just so judgmental. Don't be this. Don't be. And it's always a don't be. And it's almost denying. And that's where I came back to traditional fundamentalism. It's almost like you have to deny the fact of who you are in your very nature. And that's definitely been a part of our societal conditioning. I think the cool thing is actually really owning all of the things that you may not, or what we've been taught to not like about ourselves. If you happen to be a person that is demanding, just say, you know what, I am demanding, but this is how I am. What people don't look at is a person that is usually deemed demanding is usually a person that is reliable and can get the job done, even if there is another part of their nature that it may not manifest in the right aspect. So I think really understanding and getting to what we talked about, the emotional intelligence, and actually having the understanding of why we do the things that we do will definitely impact the change on the world. And I hope that I live to see it. I hope that I truly live to see it in most aspects of our society.
It's happening now. The shift is very powerful. And as we said, especially for women, and to really, again, embrace, you know, not only our values, but what is our core competencies? What are we good at? What's our strengths? You know, focus on those. You know, you and I both love people. We love interviewing. We love talking to people. We love bringing out the best in people, like, you know, and empowering and inspiring other people to really, for them to step up. And they can only have that if we do it. Like, you know, you have to, that's that stepping into the leadership. And leadership's not about yourself. Leadership is about guiding the other people. Exactly. So they see what they can do, and, you know, creating movements, which again, you and I are both about. You know, VIP Women Visionaries is a movement. I see it as a movement around the world. And like you said, collaborating with other women who are really saying, I am empowered. This is who I am. This is what, like you're saying, you know, some people might say a woman's aggressive. Well, you know, it could be aggressive or it could be assertive. It could be the
exactly
that reframe of how you, your mindset with that.
I have a story around that for you. I remember when I started actually branding JOM, which is everybody knows it's Janae's and Strauss Omni Media. And I was starting to do a photo shoot last year, and there was this woman that came to help me. And I had a few pictures of a few different ideas that we were throwing around with the photographer. And it wasn't pictures of me. There was pictures of other women that they just looked really, you know, sophisticated together and powerful. And her exact words were to me is that you don't want the picture to be too powerful because, and I know I'm sounding, you know, a bit like a prude, I'm talking here with my impression, but you don't want the picture to be too powerful, Janae, because it may turn women off. And for some reason that it left me perplexed and it bothered me. And then I moved away after, you know, everybody left, and I sat there and I thought, and I said, well, of course they would be bothered, because who would actually want to feel weak, insecure, and like they're not worthy? Women want to be powerful. Women want to see other women being powerful because it gives them something to aspire to be if they're not feeling that powerful. That's partially why even in our society, we constantly are always seeking to find inspiration from each other. So why would somebody want to look at a concept of something that isn't powerful? And that's the story behind, and you'll know the picture, the one with me in the blue dress that everyone says that they love because it's a power shot. It's a pose. And that was the picture that you first saw on the first cover of Editorial Mom.
Well, you're gorgeous in all your pictures. Like you have this power about you, just like people get it. It's kind of like people say to me, they get my energy and they want that energy. That's why they come listen to me. That's, you know.
Women want to be powerful. Now, I do understand, and being aggressive is, I agree with you. You want to be assertive. I think that there's times where, with human nature, I think there's times where we have to be aggressive, but there's different approaches to it all. Being powerful doesn't have to be deemed as you're oppressing or a dictator. It's very exalting and uplifting.
And you can also be empowered as a woman, and you can also embrace your masculine and feminine
energy. Yes. That's a great
topic. All have that. We all have that. And so you can be powerful, but you can also be feminine, you know, with your partner and both allow both to come through you. You know, men have that too. Men have both of those qualities. you know, and to realize that we have both of those, and that and creativity and everything else, and to create through the feminine and allow the masculine for it to come out.
What I do love is I love meeting men and women that know how to activate it off and on, like men that are comfortable in their own skin, that but acknowledge the fact that they are allowed to be vulnerable. They're allowed to be the things that society has deemed them not, that they're not allowed to be, you know, and they own it. I love that factor with women is that it's interesting because I was even thinking about this because now I'm getting ready for Global Women's Inspiration. And
I love that. I'm going to be part with you next year.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I missed out this year, but that's that's perfect.
But I was going to say to you that a part of even what I was looking at is even in writing my presentation, I was thinking about how I was as a child and how it's interesting because women meet me now and they're like, oh, well, you're so powerful. But they don't realize that I was a child that grew up in fear. And then throughout my journey, I became more and more fearless. And I find it's the very things that we have to be we almost have to be put in a situation to come forth as something else. So I had to be put in fear in order to become forth fearless. I had to be put in, and it doesn't mean that I'm fearless in terms of that I don't have fear. I acknowledge my fears. I just jump in and do it anyway.
That's it. You face your fear and you go through it, right?
Exactly. It's just like the person that's at the top of about to jump, doing a bungee jump, realizing, yes, there is quite a possibility I could hit the floor.
Jumping out of planes is okay for me. Bungee jumping isn't, but
jumping out of a plane is okay for you. I will never forget my with my ex-husband, and he said to me in one of the first times we met, he said to me, he goes, "What would you rather get on, the rocket ship or the spaceship, or would you jump out of a spaceship or an airplane?" I said, "Well, I'd rather go on the spaceship," and he started laughing at me, and then we were interrupted. But I think I came back to that conversation. He said to me, he goes, "You understand that the space shuttle has had some unfortunate incidences." But yeah.
Well, one of my first dates with my husband was that we went skydiving. So we've had a lot of adventure there. And when you were talking about the feminine, that, you know, my husband, again, men and women both have the masculine and the feminine. And one thing I love about my husband is he could allow his emotions and that to be seen. And women get him. Women like him because he's real. And they can sense that energy that he's, you know, he's caring and everything else. So it's interesting. And, you know, we don't have to speak. We were talking about that earlier. You know, we can sense things because we're all intuitive. We can sense things with people.
Now, I was going to ask you, because I've, from talking with you, you always have such wonderful things to say about your husband. And I think it's wonderful because just especially in our society today, there, and I don't know if many people know this, but there are more single people than there are married people. And in my aspect, I believe in family, so I think it's unfortunate. But I will say that, how has your husband been with all of the success? How is, because from what it sounds like, he's always been your number one fan, and you two seem like you are teammates. And I loved what you said before. He's my partner.
Mm-hmm. Well, we both are entrepreneurs, and that's a challenge in itself. You know, we've had the macaroni years, and we've had the steak years. But it's a choice, you know, what we've chosen and how we've lived our life. And we're both very creative. We're both very supportive. And I see that in relationships. I think that's very important. And even when we met, there's a story that we were, we were walking down a beach and I invited my girlfriend to come out with us. We were in a course in NLP years ago, and that's where I met him. And he asked me out, and I said to my girlfriend, "I'll come along, you know?" And she says, "Moira, it's a date." I said, "It's not a date. He's a friend." And we walked down in Toronto on the beaches, and he took my hand. I thought, that's okay. Friends can hold hands. And it wasn't until he kissed me, I went, "Ah, it's a date." I wasn't even aware of it. I talk about, like, naive.
I was just about to say, I'm like, "Moira, you're ignoring the signs."
But what's interesting is that he has always been my friend. And, you know, you can have lovers and have all that. And you go through different stages in your life. Like, we're 23 years together, 21 years married. And there's been ups and downs through the years, for sure. Children change your relationship. Yeah. Elderly parents now. So we have the different phases in your life. But when you have friendship there, and respect for each other, and you encourage each other on to grow, because we're about growth. We're about, you know, expansion and more. You know, a lot of people have the belief system, if you want more, oh, you're greedy, or don't you have enough, or shouldn't you be, you know, giving the
potential. If you even take on that mindset, you're complacent and stagnant. Why would you not want to strive? Anything that, anything in its, why, if anything stays in its current state, it's not growing.
No. And
dude, you know, look at nature. We have nature as a perfect example of that. Yep. Trees don't stop all of a sudden. Oh, well, you know, I'm about 100 feet tall. I'm just going to stop here. Nothing in nature does that. So why would we expect to do that ourselves?
No, for sure. And, you know, I talk to women and I say, you know, what do you want to attract in your life? You know, more financial prosperity, fulfilling relationships, freedom, love, joy, happiness, passion, purpose, creativity, energy, time, clarity, you know, and focus in life and work balance. You know, what, where do you want to, you know, get on the court and create more in your life? So you have all those things. And, you know, it doesn't mean our lives are perfect. Like you said earlier, we will always be challenged. It's the mindset, the inner game. You know, you move through, you blast through your fears. And that's very scary for a lot of people. You know, I was speaking the other week and I challenged the group to go away and come back to me. And it's taking that, just that step. That's working with a coach, right? They have to be accountable to themselves, but a coach just challenges you to keep moving forward. And coaches have coaches. You know, I've had coaches through my life to challenge me.
Well, Maura, I want to thank you for being on our show this week. But before we leave, is there any last words that you want to share with the ladies listening?
I just would like the ladies listening to really look at what are they going to do this year. Like, you know, not be, because I heard the other day, we're coming into like the third week of January, and the whole idea of, I think it's called Blue Monday or something, I heard the other day, but it's like we have these good intentions, you know, for what we want to create in our life, and then, you know, attend to what shows up in our life. But to get really clear on what do you want to create in your life this year and own it.
Mm-hmm.
Own it. You know, own it for you, yourself. And how are you going to make a difference and be a bigger service to other people? You know, you have to look after yourself first. You know, we have 6 human needs. And, you know, the first ones are just to, you know, have the human needs, or as we said earlier. So just really, and create something big. Create a bigger vision, not something that's, you know, a goal, just a step up. Create, what would you have, be, do, have if money wasn't an issue, or there was another circumstance, what would your life look like? And go for that. Because when you go for the bigger vision, you come from inspiration. You know, you come from a different place. It's like a child, you know, getting a gift or something, like, oh, what's in that gift at Christmas or a birthday? So be inspired from that place and be big. Choose to step up to the court and play the bigger game. So that would be my, what I would wish for everyone listening, that, you know, that they do that and realize that you can be, do, have anything you want in the world.
Well, Maura, we want to thank you for being on Women's Movement Radio Show today.
Thank you, Janae. This has been a joy.
Thank you.
Mom's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Eisenstrauss, where we will talk to moms all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of moms who are changing their lives by force. I am so thankful we had the wonderful opportunity to speak with Maura today. You see, this new year, 2013, promises to be one of great change. Change always comes with a degree of unrest, and sometimes transformation can be resisted because we are uncertain. But if we have a vision, we can gain courage and will, and the trust required to keep our eyes on the prize. I thought of a few things that are simple ways to access your right brain and find personal vision for 2013. Here they are. Join a women's circle. I don't know if any of you know this, but it's scientifically noted that women in a community with other women are healthier, happier, as well as providing a place for support and reflection for our special nature. Also, be creative. Arts of any kind are a language of the right brain in partnership with the left brain. paint, dance, make music, write poetry, speak eloquently of your visions. And then ladies, lastly, do not forget, meditate. Quiet time to be reflective and cultivate on the relationship of your inner self, the relationships that you have with other people, and the relationship that you have with the world. Okay? It's essential to finding your wisdom and gain, keeping your peace. Trust it. Especially trust your intuition. For all of you listening, take care of the world, but ask yourself, who takes care of us women? Recognize we are important because of our connective nature. We must make the choice to honor our ability to hold a higher vision. We must take time for ourselves to nurture the inner life that nourishes us. Let 2013 be the year that you decide to trust the bigger picture that women are showing us, and also to let your light lead the way. Ladies, I want to thank all of you for listening to Women's Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Jeanne Eisenstrauss. Join me here on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, never forget, be informed, be inspired, be incredibly successful. You're now listening to WMRN.